Record button is, and we are live. Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, 11:30 Bungalore time. Saturday mornings with Ritesh. Always a conversation I look forward to. And today we are going to talk about legacy in the making. So you are 29 years old, if I have this right. And we're going to talk about your future and what you want others to see or remember you by when you were much older, or possibly no longer with us, which means I will be long gone as well, because I'm just a couple of years older than you are. So that is the topic for today's podcast. And the way this is going to work, I have some questions, but the way I know this will work also is that I will ask one question and then we go off piste, because you bring in so many good extra thoughts. So Ritesh, imagine your life in 10 years time. You're 29 now, you'll be 39. And you have your friends, you probably have a family, there's one or two kids running around irritating you, but you love them anyway. And so 10 years from now at 39, what do you hope others will say you stood for, even when no one was watching?
Difficult. Yeah, really. Difficult.
It's a really difficult question.
I can imagine one thing I value the most is family. The Indian society is going through a change. And we see that the people are getting independent, in the sense of the family connections are breaking. In the sense, like, it's kind of nuclear family is becoming, like, you care about your children, yourself and your spouse. I feel that within 10 years, or if I'm if I look back, still I'm connected to my family, taking care of them. That I feel it will be a big thing for me. The way the society is moving, I have my brothers, sisters. I will have same connections, or the way I'm nurturing them, in the sense I'm helping them to achieve whatever they can. So even though they will not, because I have seen so many people saying that I helped my siblings, I helped my brother, sisters, I did everything. I earned and paid for their educations. I helped them. Still, they say at the end that what you have done for me, okay?
Yeah.
This is a norm, it is going on. But still, I feel that even though that might be a scenario, but I will be satisfied that I made them to move up.
Okay.
Looking at the background where I'm from. And especially holding with the parents, not letting them feel that no one is there to help me. Even they are in the bad health, or in the life, or in the stage of life that they need a help. So, because people, if you are a son, that you are a responsibility to do that. But if you are two, three brothers, siblings, and you say that he will do, or I will do, or someone else will do. So in that sense, I still feel that that will be a connection. I hope that they will remember my whatever the things I'm doing for them, helping them. And so this is the things I feel that 10 years after 10 years, or when I'm 40 or 39, I will look back and feel satisfied that I have done something, and whatever I can do in my this time.
So let's bring it a bit closer to home. So just to remind everybody, you married in February. It took a while for your wife and you to set up home, but you've just done that in Bangalore. And now you're in the process of setting up your own home and your own environment and creating your own nest, for want of a better word. And at some point, there will be the pitter-patter of tiny feet in the house. So by the time you are 39, there will be several pairs of feet, and maybe the oldest pair of feet will be probably about 8 years old. So, do you think, so when it comes to raising kids and being a dad, have you actually thought about this yet?
Okay, so I'm looking at my friends, and they are very much enjoying parenthood in the sense of the connection they have with their son or daughter, the cares they give to them, they think about, okay, all the times. I have thought about that, but one thing, if it's emotional connections they talk about, they think about their kids and all, and I also have thought about that. But other part of raising them, providing them, okay, it also creates worries in this time that how I'm going to keep them, where they will live, okay. The surroundings, the school system, where they will go for a school, and how they will connect with the families. So I feel that the kids are not connecting with their grandparents. They know that I have grandparents, but the warmth, the love, that whatever I got it when I was a kid, they are not going to get it. But still, it creates worries. That about them, thinking about them, that I'm a position to provide sufficient for them. Okay, so it's not that it will be one day the kid will say that you don't had a enough to provide me a good school or give me good environment, because the world is very weak and people have different things. And whatever opinion I have or whatever thinking I have, I don't necessarily know that it will be the same thing with my kid also. Okay, they will be more drawn to this world. They will not do know our origin, where from, what was our background, where the background from where we have come from. Okay, they will look at this level, the level we have reached. Okay, and sustaining this level and going off from here. Sometimes it is worrisome.
Worry in the sense of you have questions and no answers, or yet, or worry because it's more of an existential worry or concern, because so much is changing so rapidly at this point that
Yeah, so later part.
you're missing the guiding light or the orientation. Where do you orientate yourself on?
Yeah, I think the second part, latter part, is the more concern. That if you look at our parents, if I look, they had a like, I want to do this one. My kids are going to school. This was the thing for them. Okay, and their main objective was that my kid should go to the college. He should get a good education, and there was no worry, other worries for them. He will get a job and he will do this one. Now the scenario has completely changed, right?
Yes.
So I don't know that the same status or same living condition will be there for next 5 or 10 years. It is changing rapidly, right? So in that sense, I feel worried.
I find myself often thinking, and to a certain degree, it was confirmed this month. So this month, the central topic in Breda was mindset. And at first, I was a bit skeptical when Janita said we should do this, but I said, okay, let's play with it and see what happens. And I did actually learn to understand a few things better. But I come across, and I can't shake this feeling that I find your generation to be much more serious and fearful than when we were at that age. Is that something you can, is that something you have observed, or is that something that you just don't see because for you it's normal, and that you find our generation maybe almost a little bit too happy-go-lucky or frivolous or not caring or something like that?
So if I think right, so all of our colleagues or friends, they talk about this uncertainty. So be it a family structure, be it a relationship, or maybe it's a job, the living condition, everything is, it feels like temporary for us. It feels more dynamic. Okay. And so it has become normal in our age group, especially talking about the uncertainty. Maybe every aspect of life has become uncertain, even though they value relationships so much. Okay, especially looking at the these big cities like metro cities, Bangalore, people who are grown up like born and brought up in Bangalore or the big cities, they have concern about that. And people like us who has come from very far from cities, who are living in these big cities, surviving, okay, they also feel they feel concerned about the environment they are living. Okay, they don't know the next what will happen. So it has become a normal for us. Uncertainty, and some people are very motivated also. They want to move quickly up. They say that do whatever to go up. Okay, they don't care about the number of hours they work, or they don't care about health. They want to survive and go up as soon as possible, because the uncertainty, they don't know that when they will fall. Okay, so it's better to quickly jump and go up. So this is a generational change. I feel that this is the part of our day-to-day life.
Do you think that out of this uncertainty that your generation is experiencing, so just to put this into context, you are a millennial. We have Generation Z or Z, and already the first children in Generation A are beginning to appear. Okay, so the children that you and your wife will have will be the so-called Generation A. Okay, and we're still baby boomers. We're sort of, the old fossils from day. And my mother, who's 88, they don't even categorize them anymore. They're just sort of like, well, this was before time. Do you think, though, that the millennials and the Gen Zs will actually, because of all this uncertainty, find a way to rebuild the certainty that they lacked, so that their children, the legacy they will leave behind for their kids, the Generation A's and the Generation B's, which will come in probably about 15 years' time. Do you think that there's some sort of feeling that we don't like this and we will recreate the certainty, but on our own terms and with our own values? And that will be the legacy that you people leave behind.
So when I look at those people, like they have completely different worldview. Okay, for them, like one thing I feel that they are looking present now. They don't know though what will happen, and they don't know what will happen next. Okay, so they are moving in present moment. Okay, they are not thinking about legacy. People like us. Or for my generation, they think about family, legacy, what they are building, how they will be remembered. But now generation Gen Z, I don't see they are like in slightest way they think about the generation, their legacy and all. They are thinking about themselves, and they take they are more friendly. In the sense of their peers and group, they think about them. They talk about them. They are in group. They if two people are so connected that you don't feel that they are separated like that. But apart from that, I don't see they have ability, not ability, the desire to build something that they wanted to keep for their next generation. I don't see. They are in themselves and they want to do for themselves.
So how would you answer this question? And this is a conversation I had yesterday. So I had this conversation with my mother yesterday. So my mother is 88 years old. For her age, extremely good mental and physical condition. She's going to, be around for quite a while yet. And we were talking about my work and my self-employed and independence and what I did and what I do. And she cannot understand how I do things in my work, because she comes from an environment where there was security. You earned reasonably well. You could afford to do things. You didn't really have to worry about anything. And in the process, she and my father worked. They contributed into the social security system, and there was, and still is, at least for that generation, enough money in the kitty to afford them a comfortable standard of living at their, well, my father died, but at her age. And she can't understand this whole instability, uncertainty, and insecurity bit. And she can't understand it with me. She's not going to understand the uncertainty of your generation. It's just beyond her mental capacity. How would you explain to such a person that how you live and how you survive and how you thrive and how you find happiness, etc., when you do not have this certainty that things will happen as they should, when they should?
Okay, yeah, it's very difficult, Frank, really, because what is the main culprit? I feel that it's the connection of the people, like the environment we live, that everyone is connected. And if you consider their generation, the connection was there, but it was not day-to-day connection. What was the living condition? Okay, so you can compare yourself with the area or the background you are living, the surrounding we are living, and in that surrounding you wanted to become a someone who has better than you, or the person you wanted to have a, what you call, inspiration, like someone did very well, you wanted to do like him, you wanted to be like him, you wanted to earn, you wanted to have a house like them. Okay, this was the level of like your desire. Now we are connected so much that a person living in India, okay, and who desires a person who living in US or the brand they are using, they have understanding, knowledge that something exists like this, and they run behind that. This creates dissatisfaction. Okay, what we see that the design, the economic system also is that it was a beginning. It felt very good in that time, and it was there that you work, you save. Now the economic system led people not to save anything. Okay, the money the people they are earning right now compared to the money they used to earn, you see that there is a very big gap. And it's the wages are not sufficient for the people to buy everything or have or even save money. And the consumption is going. The world has transformed, like as a consumption. They are making sure that you consume. And in that sense, people are not able to save like them. Now, explanation for them will be that people want to live in that moment. Okay, people are unhappy. They are creating happiness, like you can say that the recreation, the happiness for a moment. Some people they drink only to become happy in that moment. Okay, they do drugs and all. The permanent happiness or the happiness without other things, it's not there for them. So what the change they have that they can delay their gratifications. They wanted to buy a house, okay, or they wanted to go for a trip. They can plan and go for the trip. Now they say that you don't know that if you are going to leave tomorrow. So plan your trip today. You can buy your ticket in credit cards and go and enjoy. You'll work rest of your life or rest of the year to pay for that bill. This is the change we see that people now want to get instant gratification. Okay, because this uncertainty is not only in the environment but physical being, living being. So even people are not sure that they are going to live next day. This kind of mentality has emerged, and because of this, they want to do this one. They want to do everything now, and I think it is evolution of human race or the society, or they have seen the boring life of the people who they feel that that was the boring life. Okay, in my village, so many people are there that they have never been out of their state. They did comfortably, they harvested, they had money, they buy things, and they li done it, and they live and lived there, and they died there. But now people are connected so much that they wanted to experience everything, and they feel that it is not enough to wait for tomorrow. What if I'm not there?
So it's almost a paradox. The more you know and the more you learn, the more dangerous it becomes,
Yes.
because it creates a negative feeling. You make do you do decisions, or you make decisions almost instantly or without much planning? And you can do this because there is a whole infrastructure surrounding you that feeds into this desire and says, well, look, you can only look borrow the money now. You only have to pay so much, and it's packaged as something confirming, and you can manage this. Yeah, so they're playing on the long-term fears, the long-term insecurity. And there is a backlash becoming obvious in that, because people get trapped in these dependencies, and we discussed this last week, they get trapped in the dependencies that they are beginning to say, no, we don't actually want this, and they will stay within their own environments, and maybe dabble in social media and learn that somebody somewhere else has something fantastic, but they tend to block it out now because they know it's unattainable and it's too painful to go there. And then we have this shrinking of the environments to the immediate surroundings. Is that a fair assumption from your perspective?
Yep, right. Yes, you are right, Frank. This the recreation of the world, selling a car also, vacation also. We see that people, more people from India, they are going abroad for vacations. One more example I give. Recently, there was a study that 90% of iPhones that they buy in India, it's on credit card or on the EMI. The people, they don't afford, but they wanted to show off. They wanted to present themselves that, yeah, I'm not missing some certain things. Okay, I'm in the race. For that, they are buying. The people, they can't afford even to miss their one job for a month. They can't take a vacation for a month. Okay, and those people are going running behind that. Now the people who are living in the city, the people who used to live in the rural area or the interior of the country, they were not affected. Now they are affected so much that they feel that the value of the people, it was presented in such a way. If you look at the social media, the unboxing, they give ads, they show that the picture quality is good, and this has created the bubble that has become big. They wanted to somehow achieve that one. And this was the case that is leading. Okay, yeah. And the system also feels that people should not get comforted. They are making sure that you walk. You should not have enough time to think beyond or think about your living condition. They are now in India. It was like they are going to increase the working age 60 to 65. Now people can work till 65. Are living. They are making sure that you spend more of your money. Previously, there was a in our. I'm giving a background that there was a if you earn and you save in your retirement fund or you save for your insurance and something like that, you used to get a credit like it is not counted as your income. Now the states or our not central, they have decided they have made a such a big difference po different policy that whatever you earn, it's your money. It does not matter where you want to spend, even in the retirement fund or in your insurance or something like that, your taxes will be less. So now people have more money because they wanted to save taxes. And so what they will do, they will consume. Okay. Previously, people used to save taxes by keeping the money in the retirement fund or in the insurance or something like that. Now those things are moving. They want people to spend more and generate a consumption and increase the economy, and the rotation will happen. So this is the mindset also. I don't know, this is the design of the economic system that is letting us to go. And you feel guilty also that you can't blame that the system was like that. It is like my failure that I'm not able to achieve certain things. It's my failure. Even though you are working hard and you are doing everything, it's your position, your destiny, or something like that, that you led you to be here.
So what I mean, there's a contradiction here. On the one side, the world is incredibly connected. Never have we had this level of global connectivity in the history as it is now, and it's going to continue this way. But on the other hand, you have the uncertainty, the fear, the withdrawing from this. So on the one side, you are invited to be connected. On the other side, you reject it because it's too horrible, it's too painful, it's too negative. So how can you flip this and take away the fear that instead of rejecting it, saying it's an opportunity, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a few years. It might even take a generation. You might not even actually witness it yourself, but your children will. And that is the legacy. How can we create this kind of mindset?
Okay, so social change, it's a moment that is required to think about next generation legacy that we are building. That is missing. The thing, the effort for people to bring good. We see that the negative things are going so much viral, or so much people are getting more drawn to negative stuff. It might be human psychology that we are more attracted towards the negative stuff. And the generation wise, I feel that social change or social change or someone or some people should make a moment for people to think about legacy or think about the future. But at this point, I feel that it's very less because there are some interest that is associated with this behavior, right? So if you people are not consuming more, there is no economic development. Okay, and to keep it the economic development going on, or the cycle that has designed, people has to do this one, and for that consumption is required. Okay, and for that, no one is trying to bring that the consumption, more consumption is not good. They say that how much people will going to consume. Consume, right? There will be an end that spiral of will break somewhere, but they don't think about that end. It's going on. It's making the wheel run. The cycle is going on. People are consuming, and because of that, there can be people that bring that kind of mindset. But I don't feel or I don't see that kind of thought is more prominent, or the people are promoting in the society or in the anywhere in the social media or in the talks, or even in the books are not there for that to bring that. Yeah, this consumption is not letting you to go anywhere.
I mean, we need to wrap up, but last question. Do you, on a personal level, despite all these shortcomings, in the environment, when you look at your values, that you are a family-oriented person, that you want to have children, and that you want to give your children a good start in their own lives and do everything you can for them. Are you optimistic that you will be successful?
Yes, so sometimes I get a negative thought, but looking at my journey from the background I belong and the level I have reached, I feel optimistic that anything that is happening, it will lead something to good, right? And thinking about in coming years or even the run of 5 to 10 years, I will be in a position that I can provide sufficient for them, so that they will have a good start. Like I also feel that my parents provided sufficient for me to reach this level. There was nothing that that in their capacity or in their background that provided me, and I feel confident that yes, I will be in a position that I will be able to help them, and but I don't know that the expectations they may have, but I feel that I can whatever I can do that can let them in a good start if I'm not in a bad mood or
Well,
thinking in a
it,
different direction.
as my wife keeps saying, it's about managing these expectations, isn't it?
Yes.
And do you think that with the friends that you have, I mean, you're all in the same age bracket, you're all in the same stage of your lives now, you're all becoming parents or will become parents or have just become parents. Do you think that your friends share the same optimism or cautious?
Most of the time, yes, sometimes we feel that where this generation going on, like the world in general going on, the changes, but we are in like optimistic, like we have optimistic view that something will good will happen. Because it happened. If you are reading more, then you can think differently that we draw our conclusion from the history that something happened. Revolution happened during Industrial Revolution. People came from somewhere and things are moving in that direction. Something different is coming. So in that aspect, people are optimistic that something would happen. But people who are reading more, they know that this comparison with that time is not fair. So in that sense, that it's uncertain that where we will go, but we are optimistic that in our life it will not ha going to happen.
So there you go, Ritesh, you and your friends in Bangalore. You are the future. We all look to you to see that it will work. And from there, radiation comes out and says, come on, this is look at Ritesh and his people. This is the way it should be done.
Yes.
There's no pressure, no pressure at all.
Yeah, we hope that
We
it should go
look
in the
to
good.
you for guidance, yeah, or at least not we've done our bit, but other generations should look to you for guidance. Ritesh, as ever, thank you very, very much. This
It was
was
really a nice my whole month. Like I think I participated in three of the 3 weeks, 3 weekends, right?
Well, there is
So,
something like 16 or 18 texts, and they will be collated into a book, or a booklet, and then I will distribute that, and everybody can then
I
relive
did.
the con the relive the conversations. So that was the month of September with Mindset. You closed the month on today, and on Wednesday we start a new topic, life. That'll be the month theme, and we'll be focusing on life in all its variations. And then we'll have another book, and that's how the the cycle continues. Yeah. So there you go. So Richard, thank you very much for your time, your words of wisdom, and we will see each other again Saturday next week. Yeah.
Happy to be here. This call,
Yeah.
Frank, it's really good to have this conversation.
It is.